This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now let's get what we're calling Econ Extra Credit, where I go back to basics, revisiting key economic themes on a weekly basis. I'm starting by reading an open source intro economics textbook, a chapter a week through tax time in April. I'm just wrapping up chapter one, where economics makes it very clear why governments have trouble pushing policies to limit climate change. That's in part because some sacrifice and others get a free ride, and because future generations can't vote now. But before we get too deep into this, let's get a warning about intro econ done wrong. James Kwok is a University of Connecticut law professor who's written a book called Economism, Bad Economics, and the Rise of Inequality. Professor Kwok, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you've written that studying classical economics can lead us astray. What are you worried about?
The problem, I think, is not so much classical economics as an academic discipline, but I think the way first-year economics is taught, it focuses very heavily on the simple models. And as a result, if that's all you take, I think that a lot of students end up, you know, after the class, after the final exam, what they remember is the supply and demand curves. And I think it gives them the belief that they have basically learned the secret to understanding all things, when in fact the world is a lot more complicated than that one model would lead you to believe.
More complex, for instance, the way you might regard the minimum wage after taking Econ 101.
Yeah, the minimum wage is a classic example because, you know, a lot of people who are 18 years old think that a higher minimum wage is a good thing. But then when you learn about supply and demand curves, it gives you a very powerful picture that essentially argues that increasing the minimum wage will effectively just increase unemployment. Now, in fact, there's an ongoing debate among economists about whether this is in fact true. But what I worry about is that, again, after the final exam, or even worse, 20 or 30 years later, when you're a member of the, you know, the House of Representatives, this is basically all you may remember about Economics 101.
So what do you think? Should we not read Intro Econ with my listeners, or would you invite us to bring some critical thinking to bear on our reading?
I think reading Introductory Economics is a great project. I think that it's important to try to bring in context when possible. In some economics textbooks, you're hit over the head with very fictional settings. You know, two people on an island, you know, one of them farms and one of them hunts animals. And I think it's important and it's more interesting to think about broader questions about how economic institutions work, about, you know, how technology increases living standards, but also increases inequality. If you think about these kinds of questions at the same time that you're learning the mathematical models, I think you'll just have a better experience and a better understanding.
It's our hope that the text we are reading, it advertises itself as doing some of this. It is based on real-world storytelling.
Yeah, I think that's a valuable approach. You know, since the financial crisis and Great Recession, there was a lot of interest in a lot of people about how can we teach economics 101 differently. And there were several projects to write new Economics 101 textbooks. Some of that interest has faded away. I think in most schools, they still use the same textbooks they used before 2008 and teach it in the same way. But there's been a lot of introspection in the economics community about how to give students, especially the ones who only take 1 year, how to give those students a fuller understanding of what economics has to say about a lot of questions. So I think the textbook it sounds like you're using would be a valuable place to start.
I mean, it's important stuff, right? Because if you only get some economics, you might be led to believe, for instance, that we tend to be rational most of the time. And that doesn't help us explain, when I look at my market screens every once in a while, these meltdowns. And it didn't help predict 2008.
Yeah, that's exactly true. I think that, you know, in any economics class, the professor is going to say, I know people are not perfectly rational, but this is the starting point. We start with this model that assumes perfect rationality. So it's not like the professors are lying. They know the limits of the models. But again, I think that those models are so simple and so powerful. And what makes them powerful is these extremely unrealistic assumptions that they, again, they, people think that they give a complete answer when in fact they don't.
University of Connecticut law professor James Kwok is author of a book called Economism, Bad Economics and the Rise of Inequality. Thank you so much.
Thank you.